Spellbound is a femtastical, actual play D&D podcast. It follows the adventures of Princess Thea, the human sorceress played by Lydia Miller.
Stay away from my friends, you flaming butthole!
Delalia, the elven ranger, played by Kelsey Botwinick-Caruza.
Oh shit, that's me. So sorry.
Felix, the gnome fighter, played by Rebecca Munoz.
Is the whole pant leg gone? Is that what we're saying? Oh, come on!
And me, your dungeon master, Emma Carter. Welcome, listeners. Although we might look like a child-friendly podcast, Spellbound contains adult language and themes. See the content warning in the episode notes. If you're new to the podcast, or maybe you just need a refresher on what's happened so far, visit emmakcarter.com/story-so-far. You can also find a list of characters we've met so far and bios for the players and their player characters at emmakcarter.com/spellbound. Spellbound is brought to you by our wonderfully supportive patrons on Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, our patrons get to enjoy special bonus content, including access to our pregame discussions, first look at new artwork, Spellbound merch, and more. Check out all the other bonuses you can unlock at patreon.com/spellpod. All right, listeners, fair warning, what you are about to hear is the penultimate session of our current arc of Spellbound. It was so long, I actually had to chop it in two, so you'll be getting the first two-thirds of the penultimate session today, and the final third, as well as the final session, in 2 weeks, which could make for a very long episode, so we'll see how it shakes out. But I thought it only fair to give you a heads up, the end of this arc is nigh. But don't worry, there will be more Spellbound coming your way next season. When last we left our heroes, Lorne the pseudo-dragon took down the Oni with one sting, and Felix, trapped inside the nightmare flame, learned the truth of Myronita's death. Only after facing his fears was he truly able to say goodbye and let her rest in peace. Delalia and Thea blew up the abandoned mine, thanks to some well-placed explosives, only to find their party out of the frying pan and into the fire. I will see you in the story. Let me see if there's, I think you guys got it all, but I wrote Yolanda down a little summary of last time just so that I would remember what happened.
Thank you.
And I think that we all took a long rest too.
No, we're running back to a fire. We are running. Yeah, we are running to stop
so
a
we
fire.
We took a nap.
Took
Mine
a nap.
Mine was 4 hours long, which yep. is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 8 hours of rest between us Excuse and me. This fire.
The town is gone. You guys are tempting the DM.
She's What'd you gonna say?
Oh no, you definitely did not rest.
Let's see.
Oh my god, guys, I only have four spells left. Four spell slots.
This is you guys running ready? Music. Running through the forest music.
Yes, you're running through the forest now.
I don't have anything.
Delalia, you are holding Hilda in your arms.
Oh yeah, I'm holding Hilda.
All right. As you guys run through the forest.
Whatever this is I wanted in my running. Happened. Mix.
I know, right? This is Hot Pursuit by Kevin MacLeod.
Yes, Kevin.
Filmmusic.bio.
Yes.
Not bio, IO. That's All right. Oh. As you approach the village proper, you see great plumes of dark smoke billowing up into the night sky. You hear the bell in the town square clanging vigorously, a warning to all that danger is near. You also hear voices crying out, screaming, "For water! Get back!" Entering the village square, you see there are currently two buildings on fire. Felix, you would know one of these buildings is the Wonder Trundle Sheriff's Office. Mm-hmm. The entire building is ablaze, with large flames licking the night sky. The other burning building is the Fox and Fiddle Inn.
Oh no!
The inn has not yet entirely been engulfed with flame, but the fire is quickly spreading. Roll a perception check.
Oh,
all of us?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody!
Oh my god.
That never
Good
happens
Good roll.
To me.
21 for the princess, 11 for Delilah, 12 for Felix.
Very perceptive today.
So good.
All right. As you rush into the village square, you see four citizens look like they're utilizing magic to try and tamp down the flames on the sheriff's office and prevent them from spreading further. Princess Thea, you notice that one of the magic users in action seems to be wearing some odd-looking mask and has what appears to be a hedgehog on their head. A line of Wonder Trundle citizens are passing buckets of water from a well at the center of the town towards the end. Felix, you notice that one of these citizens passing water is your father, Elsinik St. Frontdrabble. Delalia, you also see citizens running around in a panic or watching from the sidelines, eyes wide, frozen in fear. What do you do?
Zimmer?
That's what Thea.
The figure with the mask doesn't hear you because they're all the way on the other side of the square.
Felix, I think that's Zimmer over there.
Felix is going to run to, to Zimmer.
What are people doing with Fiddlefair Inn?
It appears that people are taking buckets of water that they're passing from the well at the center all the way down the line, and then they're throwing the water at the inn.
Can we get a bigger bucket? Something to know what's the best way to help them?
Sure. Try rolling survival.
I was going to ask if I could do that too.
Yeah, you can roll survival.
I found this song on Apple Music and I'm adding it to my running list.
Yes! Felix, you run over to Zimmer.
Dang, Lydia.
Whoa! Tells me got a 12 for survival. Princess Thea got a 22.
Wait, okay. Actually, I changed my mind.
Okay.
Do I go first?
What?
Okay, so I'm going to run up to the inn and say, is everybody out?
One of the gnomes looks up to you, Delalia, and it's Pierre Fiddlefair. And he says, oh, Delalia, I'm so glad you're back. It's Yolanda.
No. And I say, we got your kid. And I'm going to tie a cloth around my face and I'm going to charge in. I'm going in. I'm getting her.
All right, Delalia charges into the burning fair Fiddle Fair Inn. Delalia rushes in. Princess Thea, you got a 22 survival roll.
Yeah, I want to know where my help is most needed and would be best utilized.
Princess Thea, as you watch Zimmer and the other magic users, you see that they are using their magic to tamp down the flames on the sheriff's office. And you get the idea that perhaps you could use your magic in some way to try and help these gnomes out.
I don't have any spells for that, but I could try and use a mage hand.
You want to use mage hand, you said?
That's all I have that I can think of.
While you're reading about it, I'm going to shift to Felix real quick.
Okay.
Felix, what did you say? You said you ran up to Zimmer too, right?
Yeah.
All right. You run up to Zimmer, and she is using her magic to try and tamp down the flames on the sheriff's office.
So Felix runs up to her and kind of like pulls on her shoulder to get her attention, and he says, "Where's the assassin? Where's the Genasi?"
Hey, Felix. Here. You might want to go over there and help them out. They're trying to put water on the fire. Wait, what are you talking about?
The fire. Who started the fire? There was a guy in there who has fire hair. Have you seen him?
No, sorry. I just got here when I heard the bell. And she's saying all of this through like a full face gas mask.
This girl.
I love this girl. Can I roll a perception to see like through the sheriff's window to see if maybe the Genasi's still inside?
Yes, roll perception, Felix.
Dang it, 10.
Felix, you look around, but the air is so thick with smoke that you just see people rushing around and the smoke billowing up towards the sky and the flames licking the night sky.
I guess the only thing I can really do, I guess, help with the water, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of at this point if I can't see him. Well,
all right.
Can I try and like maybe break a window to see if I can get in? Like, because if he's starting the fire, we need to put him out first.
Sure.
roll for that, and I'm going to pop over to Princess Thea. Princess Thea, what do you do with your mage hand?
I'm not actually using my mage hand. I'm going to use prestidigitation because it says that you can snuff out a candle, a torch, or a small campfire, and I'm just going to do it a bunch of times. All over the place.
Yes, Princess Thea. Yes, tell us, what does this look like when Princess Thea does this?
I think it just looks like her going, and just like, she's just like, you know, like, oh, there's a flame, snuff. Oh, there's a flame, snuff. Oh, no, over there, snuff. You know, just like kind of pointing her hands in like every direction possible, just trying to like very quickly snuff out all of the little fires so that like when the water goes down, it actually cools off the wood and doesn't have to fight through flames.
Very clever, Princess Thea. Roll me a d20. I just want to, just like a destiny roll.
Seven.
Seven? You know, it's working. It's working just about as well as you probably think it would, but people appreciate your enthusiasm. And your... No, it's working, but you notice that there's just so much fire that you realize that you're going to need some more help.
Okay.
If this is going to work to put the fire totally out. And I'm going to pop back to Felix real quick. Felix, what did you roll?
I rolled a 15. I'm looking for like a window or if there's a door that's burnt down enough that I can get inside to see if he's in there.
Felix, you can see that all of the windows have blown out because this building is so thoroughly on fire. Mm. You imagine that if there was anyone still in the sheriff's office, they would not be alive.
Okay. Felix is going to go,
unless
I guess,
they were
help with
a fire genasi.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, he's a fire genasi, so surely he'd be fine. But I guess I'll just go grab some water and help start putting out the fires.
Awesome. Roll me an athletics check, and then we're going to pop over to Delalia.
Do you think those buckets are heavier than 10 pounds?
21.
21. I don't think they're very heavy, Thea. Okay. So you could probably, like, they're probably, like, less than... Like maybe like a pound or something, right? I don't know. How much do buckets weigh?
5 gallons of water weighs 42.7 pounds. It's not going to be 5 gallons, but
they're
1 gallon.
Size buckets.
1 gallon would be less than 10 in that situation. So I think you're good.
Neat.
Cool. Felix, you with your 21 athletics. Oh, okay. Yes, you do a very good job. And I think it's probably because Felix is a little bit bigger than all the other gnomes. Can you describe for me what Felix does?
Woo!
So Felix is just going to, he is going to run over to, like, there's a whole bunch of buckets, and he's just going to, like, just grab a whole bunch of them, just easily lifting them off the ground, and he's just going to run and just start putting out water fires, and just, he's just basically running water now. He's just doing a lot of heavy lifting to run water to other areas to put out fire.
Yeah. Beautiful. And the other gnomes notice this, Felix. You pass Nymphus Bristlebottom, and he's like, and he sees as you throw buckets. You throw buckets of water onto that fire, and it makes a sizzling sound as the flames start to die down on that part of the wood. And you are doing a great job, Felix. Delalia, you rush into the burning Fox and Fiddle Inn. You get inside and there's smoke all around you, sure. But you've covered your face so that you don't take 1d4 damage.
Nice.
From smoke damage. You are moving your way through the inn and you can tell that the fire seems to have started upstairs because there doesn't actually appear to be any flame on this level.
Damn it.
But we know what that
means.
Just
a lot of smoke.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Do I see Yolanda?
You don't, it's very hard to see through the smoke.
I'm going to go over to the bar and see if I can find her back there. I know that's where she is.
Roll a perception check.
Ooh, it's a 23.
All right, Delalia, as you feel with your feet, you make your way through the smoke. You know to keep low because that's what you do in a fire. You stay low to the ground and you're prowling along.
I'm always like thick thighs booty popping. Like that's always the deal.
I was going to ask.
Hey, crouch. Yes.
I was going to ask you if you were rolling.
Yes.
As you crouch and you crawl your way through the smoke, you get to the bar and you peer behind it. And do you call out her name?
Yolanda.
And you hear a
And there, huddled in the corner, barely conscious, is the beautiful Yolanda.
Yolanda, thank God you're okay. How did she talk? I don't even remember.
Like Lucinda. I think you were using the Lucinda voice.
Somebody's come for me.
And then she faints, so I don't have to talk for her anymore. So I'm going to... She's little. She's a nerm. So I'm going to grab her and I'm going to put her outside.
Are
all the windows busted out? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You grab her and you move to go and exit the inn when suddenly you hear movement behind you. Delalia, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yes.
21. Oh, man. Okay. So, Delalia, you feel fire whoosh, shoot past your head, and it hits the window opposite you, and the front window, half of the front windows of the Fox and Fiddle Inn explode in front of you, showering you with glass.
Okay, so can I get out the front, do we think, or is it not gonna happen?
You can. Do you stop when you feel this fireball, or do you keep running as it whizzes past you?
I'm going to keep running because there's fire everywhere and I have a victim. So, yep.
Hey.
I wanted to say something cool, but I feel like I would probably just keep running.
Yay.
Roll 1d4 for the damage of the glass as it showers you as you run through it.
Rude.
No, guys, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to... Three. Damn it. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make for Yolanda.
Three slashing damage.
So three slashing damage, but it's even cooler. I mean, you see me like running out the front, glass flying everywhere.
Like an action sheltering hero.
Yeah, sheltering this woman, this beautiful, beautiful woman. You know, my hair, there's tendrils loose, just sweaty, soot covered, like very hot, right? And I put her outside and then I run back in.
Is your sweat
Can
like
I say
lining?
My line now?
Wait. Yeah. Is your sweat like lining your clavage with smoke, so it makes just like very clear outlines?
Yeah, it's like glistening.
Yes, cool. Because I'm glistening, and there's the soot on my chest, and then the sweat trickles down my cleavage. So yes, to answer your question, yes.
Oh my god! Fuck
yeah, that's hot.
I needed to know.
Try the veal.
And I think Lauren is like, because it's like a freaking shower in here now. A nice hot one, though. A sauna. I come back in and kick open the door, I guess, whatever's left of it. And I say, your fight is with me.
And from the smoke, you hear a deep, I wouldn't have it any other way. And you see the figure of Myers, still bloodied and beaten up from when you shot him in the throat with an arrow, and you see him in the smoke, and then you see him dart up the staircase to the second floor. All right, we'll put a pin in that and go over to Felix.
When the windows of the inn blow out, because Felix did see Delalia go in first, right? So he sees those go out. He's going to start heading that way just to check on her. And he sees her come out with Yolanda and put her down and then run back in. And so he's just
like
what the hell are you doing? And as he runs, he's going to call to Thea and he's going to say, Thea, Delalia needs us.
What? Oh, okay. Hey, you guys got this? I'll be back.
And got it.
She's going to follow.
We got this, Thea,
says the Zimmer.
Hey, wait, are you going into a burning building?
No, of course not. Okay, can't chat now. Gotta go. Bye.
Do you want my mask?
Oh, that would have been a good idea, but I'm already in there.
Does Thea run back to get the mask?
She's like running in like loops and U-turns, grabs it and keeps running, like doesn't even stop.
She'll send her mage hand back and just grab it.
Yes!
Zimmer just shakes her head and smiles.
Those kids, it's like an old sitcom, like, aww.
All right, Felix and Princess Thea, do you enter the inn?
Yes. Very hesitantly.
As you move to go in, Pierre says, Oh, Felix, Thea, it's dangerous in there.
our friend's in there. We have to go. Please stay here and be safe.
Also, did someone say you found my son?
Yes, he's, where are the kids?
We just dropped him at the end of the town.
Children.
They're with we left Dashing, them. Aren't they? They were Dashing and Glimgoff. Is it Glimgoff or Glimgloff? I can't.
Glimgloff.
Oh, okay. Two L's?
Yeah. Professor G. They're with the professor.
Professor G, yeah.
They're with the professor. I'm gonna barrel in because it's on fire. And I want to help. So, yeah. But I'm gonna perceive as I go.
Yeah. All right.
So. You can roll perception. Felix, do you have any kind of face covering before you go in?
I think, this poor cape. I think he's gonna tear a strip of cloth off his cape. He's gonna dunk it in like a bucket of water before he goes in.
All right.
And I'm gonna roll perception too to try and find Delalia and what the hell could have caused her to run inside a burning building again.
All right.
I have a suspicion who it's the assassin, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's a person.
I need to say something really important about perception and how it drives me a little bit nuts every time we say percept because it should be perceive. But also, I can hear you.
It's gotta be percept, though, man.
I feel like you're doing it on purpose. But just in case, I needed you to know that I know that it's wrong.
You guys didn't know this, but you're rolling your initiative right now.
Oh, shit. Oh.
I didn't know.
Should we roll initiative?
You have to right-click your character and then roll your initiative.
Okay.
Yeah, like this.
Yes.
Felix got an 11.
Hey.
You got an 18.
What is
I got a roll
on?
For my dude.
I like it.
Oh, I need a token.
Thea is on point today.
She is.
Yeah. All right. Once again, I have a feeling it won't last once we get into battle, but you know, it's cool for now.
You know, I've been doing the measurements at work, and I don't know how long Felix's cape is going to be at this point. I've been ripping it up so much.
It's just a little doublet now. It's just around his neck.
I think it's about mid calf by this point because it was dragging on the floor. I think it's at mid calf at this point.
If they don't give you a free cape after all this,
using seamstress measurements in my head, I'm like, wait, how many yards of fabric have I used up at this point?
You also know that you have a sorceress who can.
So the turn order is, let me make sure everyone's in the right order. Princess Thea, Lorne.
Not Delalia, tip at the bottom of the list.
Myers,
you ran after him first.
And Delalia. All right. Princess
I'm letting Thea. You, I'm filling you guys in on what's going on. That's that's why I'm winning.
I love
it. That way. This is what's happening. It's Myers, Briggs scale.
Literally what I think
is that what Delalia says?
Yeah.
That's what?
It's the Myers-Briggs. Who hurt you, MBTI? Oh, your mom. I'm so sorry. Do you know about that, guys?
No.
Yes.
No, I don't.
So it's a mother and daughter are Myers-Briggs, and the mom, like, experimented on her daughter growing up. And she's fine, but, like, definitely, like...
You don't experiment on kids. We don't do that. Your kids or anyone's.
But everyone does, apparently, if you look at all of psychology.
Anyway,
fun.
Princess Thea, what do you do?
I just ran into a burning building. I perceived a bunch. What did I perceive?
Music.
Sorry,
today?
I can't hear my music, so I need to turn it up. Oh, my music isn't playing.
I did just change it.
No, but it was never playing.
Oh my gosh, this is intense.
I don't have any music.
Oh, you weren't getting it the whole time? I'm so sorry you're missing it.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't know how to fix it.
Did you guys know that water... A gallon of water is 8.35 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. When it's boiling, it's 7.99 pounds.
Mm. Is it because it's so full of air?
I don't know.
It boils away?
How do I fix the music?
It's still in there.
So, Princess Thea, you run into the burning building. You see Delalia standing in front of you. You don't see any other people on this floor of the building, but you do notice that there is a lot of smoke and that... While there is not any fire on this floor, you can sense that there is fire on the floor above.
I'm going to shout through my gas mask. I think they went upstairs.
And I'm gonna...
They did.
Run that way. With okay. my hands prepared.
There. With your hands prepared.
Yes, they're out. They are ready. Wait, can
Felix
I...
Felix is gonna draw... Oh.
Sorry, can I prepare an action?
Okay.
You want to ready an action?
I want to ready an action.
Yes.
I'm going to ready hold person for if I see Myers, I will try and hold them.
All right. You're going to try to hold Myers if you see them. So your action is readied. Then that makes it Lorne's turn.
Lorne is like, because he's covered in my sweat, as we established. And then Lorne is going to dart upstairs toward MBTI. And he's flying, and that his flying length or whatever is, where did it go? 60 feet. Does he get to Myers?
Lorne flies up the stairs and sees a long hallway. There are 4 doors, 2 on each side of the hallway, and then a 5th door at the end of the hallway.
He's
going to go
into our room. I assume that's where he is.
Okay, so Lorne goes into the room where you were sleeping previously, mm-hmm. and he looks around, and at first he doesn't see anything, and then he senses something behind him.
So he's going to turn around and sting. Not even look at it.
All right, roll for sting.
Oh, yeah, it does it all. I think it hits, though. So that's a 21.
Woo! Okay, yes, that does hit. Lorne okay. stings into the smoky darkness, and you hear a of Myers grimacing yes. as he is hit with this poisonous stinger.
So first of all, they do get 3 points of piercing damage. And then they have to roll constitution. Okay,
15.
So he does beat it, so that's fine. So all that happens is he takes that damage of 3 piercing damage.
All right. Myers grimaces as he takes 3 piercing damage. And then it is Myers' turn.
And then Lauren's gonna start flying away and become invisible. And he's gonna faint. Or find where he goes a different way than he looks like he's going.
Okay, so Lorne turns invisible as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that he could do that.
So Lorne... Yeah, Lorne is a special guy. He's got special powers.
It's only because he only has 7 hit points. I think that's why we allow him to have special powers.
So Lorne turns invisible and darts into the smoke of the room.
Into the unknown!
And Myers... can no longer see him. So, this is interesting. Okay, so yeah, Lorne turns invisible and Lorne faints. And then Lorne is not attacked. And he sees as Myers disappears out the window up onto the roof.
Okay, well, I rolled a 19 on my perception, on my perceive. And
you can say perception. You just can't say percept.
I persopted.
Oh my god! What are you 19. Perceiving for?
Well, I was looking for Myra or whoever she ran in to get, because Felix assumed it was either Myers or there was another victim. So he's just trying to see if he sees anybody.
Are you still downstairs, or are you running upstairs?
No, I followed after Thea.
You run up to the 2nd floor. Felix, you see the same thing that Lorne saw. Long hallway, 4 doors. Sorry, I'm saying talking while I'm eating.
You're okay.
So, Felix, you run up the stairs. You find yourself up on the 2nd floor. There are 4 doors. One of them is open. You recognize that's the door to the room where Delalia was sleeping. That's what you see.
Felix is going to draw his... Yeah, no, he's just going to run inside.
You run into the room.
See if he can see anything.
You run into the room and you don't see any people in here. You see your stuff, like you see any of the stuff that your party would have left in this room, like if Delilah had items that she had stored in here.
Did you guys leave anything behind? I guess I can grab something. Does Felix see that the window's open?
He does.
I guess he's gonna go to the window and see, maybe at least like take a look outside.
Where am I? Well, that's a good question. We'll find out on your turn.
Has Felix encountered Delilah yet?
I'm downstairs still.
She's still downstairs.
Oh, well, I guess he's just going to call for Delilah then, like to see if she's up there, because he failed to see her downstairs. Probably ran past her like an idiot.
I mean, that's what I did too. She was upstairs. All right, so you call for Delilah?
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of your turn, Felix?
Yep, that's all I got.
All right, Delilah, it's your turn.
Get Myers. He just went up there.
Ah, crap.
And then I'm going to run and metagame. When you said Bible, you mean that book that I already had or the book that you had?
There was a book that was like Regal's Bible, because we were cracking a joke about that. And I think Lauren tore out a page of it. And Emma said she was going to say something, but that nobody looked at the book, so she wasn't going to say it. And now I'm dying to know.
The Bible in the room.
That's right.
Okay, cool. So is there running water in this town?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go into the kitchen and open a window.
Okay.
And I'm going to start running a tub of water in there.
Okay.
So the window is supposed to be making it so that it starts clearing out if possible. And I know that that's going to suck the fire toward me if there's still like actual flame in this area, but I'm okay with it. I'm just trying to get water so that I can have something to fight it with.
Awesome. Delilah, there is no fire in this room. Although as you open the window and the smoke starts billowing out, you feel heat coming from above. And you would sense that there might be fire up above.
Cool. Can I run upstairs with my bucket? Or do I not have time? Or my tub?
I would say that probably your action is filling the tub.
Okay.
And opening the window.
And then my movement is running upstairs, ?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Okay. Princess Thea, what do you do?
Okay, so I ran up the stairs with a ready to action. So I figured out
That's right.
Okay, I was confused because I thought that Delilah was with me, and I thought she said that Myers went upstairs, which is why I went upstairs, but then there was more stuff with Myers, and I got very confused. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm caught up.
Okay, so you ran upstairs.
Yeah. I'm looking for
you.
Him.
Felix is with you. You ran up with Felix, let's say, maybe?
I think I ran up
right before Felix.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Everything's been so confusing because it's everything... The rooms are just filled with smoke and you guys keep getting confused.
It's so hard to see
who, where everyone is. Thea, you find yourself upstairs on the second floor. It's very smoky.
I've got my action readied. I am looking for Myers. Can you... This is probably a dumb question. If I have an action ready, does that mean that I can't do any other actions while I'm holding that thing?
Yes.
Damn. Okay, then I'm gonna try and find him. I'm gonna investigate some stuff.
All right. Do you go into the door, the open door?
Can I investigate first to see if one room looks more promising than another?
Sure. Yeah.
I got a 17.
All right, Princess Thea, you see four doors. One of them is open. You know the fifth door at the very end of the hallway is the bathroom. And you know that the door immediately to your left was the room where Felix was going to sleep. You don't know about the other two rooms. You haven't been in those before.
Okay, then I'm gonna go in. I'm just gonna go into the nearest open door.
All right, that would be into the room where you and Delilah were going to sleep.
Okay, I'm gonna clear the corners, 'cause I'm not a rookie.
Clear the corners. Wait, what does that mean?
It's in cop movies. They say clear the corners, it's like, rookie. It's when you bust into a place, you're supposed to like check your corners. Like you're not supposed to go straight forward because somebody could be like leaning up against the wall waiting for you. So I'm gonna clear my corner.
You clear your corners and the room is secure. And that is when Felix runs in. And Felix, you see the window. And you hear Delalia say, "Get Myers." And that's where the timeline all lines up.
Cool. Okay, we're back on track. Hurrah.
We're back, baby.
Hey.
Did Thea leave anything in the room, do you think? Like when you guys came into the rooms and made them comfortable for yourself, did she leave anything behind?
No, because she had her notebook in the cave the mines, and I think she had her crossbow down there too. So there really isn't anything else other than the baby Bjorn, the bunny Bjorn. So I'm gonna grab that because it's useful. Yep, that's it.
All right, you've got your bunny Bjorn. Saving that. Lorne, it is Lorne's turn.
Cash?
Oh, shit, that's me. So sorry. What's Lorne going to do? Lorne?
And then it's Yolanda's turn, and then it's Delaney's turn, and then it's Bill's turn.
Also,
he's with the kids.
All right.
Now Dashing and Ramsey are outside.
He's with the children. They're babysitting. we are going to have Lorne stay invisible and shoot an image at Felix and Thea that is an image of Myers going out this window. And then Lorne is going to go out the window and see if he can track him, see where he went.
All right, Lorne needs to roll perception.
Great. Lorne will.
I'm going to go grab my dice real quick.
Kelsey, okay, cool. I love you so much.
I'm overcorrecting.
Am I overcorrecting?
I will.
What do you mean overcorrecting?
Oh. Just the right amount of correcting.
Overlearning. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey.
Gotcha.
Good job, buddy.
Good.
Sorry to disappoint you, Emma.
She doesn't have her headphones on.
I know. Okay, sorry to disappoint you, Emma.
There's the snark.
Lorne rolled a 17.
Let's see what Myers rolled.
He rolled all of the dice.
All of them at once.
That's never a good sign.
I know, it's never a good sign when the DM rolls more than one die.
Lorne flies up and he sees that the roof of the fair... Why can't I remember the name of this
Fox
place? Your
Fox
God.
Inn.
Lorne flies up and he can see that the roof of the Fox and Fiddle Inn is on fire.
Of course, classic.
And it's hard for him to tell, but he thinks he sees a figure moving through the flames. And he thinks that that's what his target is.
Great. Lorne's going to stay at the window and... would shooting another image be talking too much? You know, like how much talking can one do during a turn?
I mean, it's an image, so I feel like that's fine.
Okay, I'll give one more shoot toward Felix and Thea because they're within range and give them a picture of what's happening out there, basically. So you see the top of the building that you're in completely aflame.
It is Meyer's turn.
Don't do that.
Hey, Emma, don't do anything, actually. Everything's unnerving.
Silence. Be a mask.
In the darkness, you just hear a... As Myers is going to cast a spell, suddenly above you, Felix and Thea, you hear the roof crunch and crack.
Oh no.
Shit.
And I'm gonna roll to see how much damage it takes.
Wait, can
the
we
roof.
Do a dexterity saving
the
throw?
Roof.
Hang
the roof
on,
is
hang on,
fire.
Hang on. Thank you, Kelsey.
I'm rolling to see how much the roof takes from the blast Myers has just thrown at it.
I thought you were saying for us how much damage we were taking. And I was like, wait a second.
Give us a chance, Precious. Give us a chance.
All right.
Felix and Thea, you look up just as a giant blast of fire shoots down through the ceiling. Make a dexterity saving throw to get out of the way.
Thank you.
14? Oh, they're both good. 14.
We both rolled a 14.
14 Princess and 15. Oh, 14 and 14, yeah.
14 and 14. Princess Thea and Felix, you just barely jump out of the way as the ceiling collapses in this room. You both jump different ways. So one of you is near the window. Let's say Felix, because you were by the window, you're near the window. Princess Thea, you're by the hallway door. And now there's a giant hole in the roof. And now this room is on fire.
Ah. Shoot. Felix is going to kind of shout over the flames, and he's going to say, Thea, get back. Go find Eulalia. And he's going to crawl out the window because that's the only direction he's really got, I guess. And try and get on the roof, I guess. Maybe find another open window somewhere else.
All right, Felix, you exit jumping through the window and are now standing on the windowsill. Down below, you hear gasps in the crowd as people point and look up and they see you up there. You hear somebody say, get the net! And it looks like a little team of people come with one of those like trampoline things for people who are stuck in buildings and then they can jump down.
Of course. Of course they have that.
Even though you're two stories up, but they do. They have a really little one of those.
Zimmer probably made it. They don't have a fireproof jail, but they do have that, which I'm grateful for.
Zimmer probably made the net, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She probably, yeah.
I need you to, if you would like to try to either climb over to the next window or climb up, you need to roll an acrobatics or an athletics roll.
How far away is the nearest window?
It's about 5 feet away. But there's a little rail that you could walk along, a little ledge.
Oh, I think it'd be better if he's going to climb on the roof, walk over, and then climb down, because I'm not keen on the small rail thing.
Do you have anything to help you climb?
Athletics.
Did we keep our ropes?
A rope. I think I still have my rope. Well, no, I don't think I took that with us. We kind of just ran.
All right, then you're just using athletics to hoist yourself up there.
Oh, God, for Pete's sake. If I die, that's a 12.
All right, Felix, you use your pure brute strength to start pulling yourself up towards the roof, one hand after the other. And down below, the crowd gasps again, and you hear cries of people saying, Felix, no, Felix, or saying, like,
jump.
You get him, Felix. And as you're pulling yourself up, your hand slips. And now you quickly try to grab yourself before you fall back down. Make a dexterity saving throw.
19.
But you're able to very quickly get your grip again and pull yourself shakily up onto the burning roof with a hole not too far away on the roof in front of you.
Okay.
It's your turn, Eulalia.
So there's a hole. Do I see it? Am I up there yet?
I don't know. You tell me. You were in the kitchen last time we talked.
And my movement was running up the stairs, hopefully with the chub. So if I'm up there, I'll go to where the open door is, of course. You know, that's my plan. I want to assess the situation. What do I see when I get in that room?
You enter your bedroom. You see Princess Thea right next to you, like by the doorway. You see a giant slab of roof in the middle of the floor. It's landed like half on the bed. And now the bed and that slab of roof are the slab of roof is setting the rest of this room on fire. Felix is, I guess at this point, if you look up, roll me a perception check.
22.
Yes, girl.
At this point, when you look up through the hole, you see the faint outline of Felix up on the roof against the night sky.
Slab of roof, we're thinking like one of the beams, or we're thinking like a board?
Like one of the beams.
Okay, I'm going to take my tub and artfully try to put out that beam and the surrounding area.
What would be a good roll for this? Athletics? Survival?
Animal handling.
Not that one.
Yeah, survival. That makes sense. 19 survival.
All right. Eulalia, you are able to splash, coat that beam with a tub full of water. And now the tub is empty, but the beam and the bed are no longer on fire.
Besides,
all right, so Delilah just comes in like a badass.
Comes in, puts that out. But I mean, the whole fucking roof's on fire, so it doesn't probably matter. But at least we have averted the situation. Okay, I want to look around. Did somebody already grab that Bible?
Nope. Get it.
I'm going to get the Bible.
But tell me, as a character, why is Delilah grabbing this Bible that she's never seen religious. Before?
I'm using it to put out fires. I'm hitting stuff with it.
Yes, I'll allow that. Okay. Please describe for me how this comes to be.
There's little snits of soot all over the place. And so I'm going to grab the book and dip it on the damp part and then just start hitting the snits like they're little bugs.
Beautiful, Delilah.
What's up?
All right, Thea, you see Delilah come in and do that, and then it's your turn.
So they're on the roof, right? Like Felix
is, yes.
And what's his bucket?
And you can assume probably Mr. Flamey Pants.
Wait, I didn't say anything. Can I say something really fast?
Yes.
We can definitely kill this one.
Okay, what is the quickest way to get to the roof? That's what I'm going to ask. So, should I do perception or?
If Thea could fly, it would be flying up through that hole, probably.
Delilah, do you think you could throw me through that hole in the roof?
Whoa. Why do you want to go up there?
Because Myers is up there and so is Felix, and we have to help him. Hold him.
You can. Oh, okay. Sure. And so can I throw her?
I still have my action ready.
Sure.
We're going to Delilah. Can we call this like part of your next turn? Part of your action for your next turn?
Yeah.
Fine. It could be athletics or animal handling. Because humans, I guess, are
technically
animals
an animal.
You handle.
Yes.
It means all sexy roles from now on have to be animal handling because we're handling other animals ourselves.
Other game, I play a really sexy paladin, and so I roll for sexy all the time, and Justin hates it because he's like, that's not a role, but I do.
We all roll for sexy. Excuse me, my character is sexy too.
It's so true. We are thirsty thallies in that game.
Oh my God.
All right. So animal handling, and I got a well-deserved 17.
All right, you get her up there. I think she probably bumps into something on her way.
It's not
but
pleasant.
You get her up there. Describe what happens, Delilah.
Okay, so
I'm just gonna say I'm gonna attempt to grab get onto the roof with this hoist. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that out there.
I think my plan is like. And I'm clearly not a cheerleader, but like that thing when you have your hands like in a little foothold, basically, and I have her get on it with her knees bent, and then 1, 2, 3, and like hoofed her up so that she can like grab onto something, basically, is the plan.
Cool. Beautiful. Princess Thea, you make it up. You kind of scrape your leg on the way up on the side of where the roof got pushed in by the blast, but you do make it up there. You're laying like on your side. You've grabbed onto the edge and you've pulled yourself up. You see Felix standing not too far away from you, and there's a lot of fire up here.
I'm looking for Myers. I'm gonna try and see if he's up there.
Roll perception check.
Okay. Oh, I didn't think to do that. I'm an idiot. Not an idiot. I'm talking to my friends that way. See, I told you, when we get into battle, the scores go down.
Oh, I should roll stealth.
12.
All right. You look through the flames, Princess Thea, but there's just so much smoke and so much fire. It's hard to make out any specific figure in the fire and the flames. It's a little overwhelming how strong the blaze is up here.
Get ready. I'm going to clear the smoke. And I'm going to...
Oh.
Let go of my ready to action, I guess.
That's okay. You can keep your spell slot.
And I'm going to use prestidigitation to create I know it's a harmless sensory effect, but I feel like it'd be enough to move some smoke. Does that work?
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to send out kind of a whirl of air around us to try and clear some of the smoke and blaze out to see if we can pick out any humanoid figures in the flames.
Yes, Thea, you use your prestidigitation to move some of the smoke away. And now through the flames, you do see the faint outline of a person standing not too far away from you.
I'm gonna shout. Well, how far is not far?
Like 4 feet away
Shit.
From you.
Shit! I should have kept that action ready.
I already moved. Did I already move?
Yeah. The great thing about what I'm going to say for this ready to action is that you don't lose the spell slot. So then if you just want to do the action again later on your turn, you can.
Yeah, but he could still like murder me between now and then. Yep.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've already... Does my jumping through the hole count as my movement?
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid.
Travel some distance. I mean, I would say you could crawl further back, like a couple feet further back. Lame.
Okay, I'm going to move back, keeping my hands aloft. And I'm going to say, there he is! Myers does go by he, him, right? I'm not like fucking up someone's pronouns. Okay, good.
No, you're good.
Make sure.
That is Princess Thea's turn. It is now Lauren's turn.
I think he will attempt to sting again. Learn to sting again! All right. This time he got a 15.
That meets. So it hits.
Okay. So that's 5 points of damage, and they have to do a whatchamacallit, constitution saving throw.
17.
That beats it. So yeah, five points of piercing damage.
You hear Myers grunt again, and he says, flying rat.
Okay.
He is not a pigeon. He is a dragon.
Pigeon. Magical pigeon.
All right. Pigeon.
My little pigeon. Yeah.
That's it. That's him's tome.
All right.
He's too little to do more than that, but that was already better than anyone else has ever done.
Myers glares at Lorne and says, flying rat, and raises a palm and sends a blast at him.
I mean, him's dragon. Does that hurt?
Yeah. Well, let's see. A beam of crackling energy streaks towards Lorne.
Sounds magical. Is it magical?
Oh, shoot.
It is magical.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I got a nat one.
Oh, yay!
He raises his palm to... Oh, no, this is good. Myers raises his palm towards Lorne, ready to smack him out of the sky, when the roof beneath Myers begins to crack and give way due to the flames, and Myers is forced to move back. It completely throws him off guard. So instead of hitting Lorne, this blast shoots up into the night sky and explodes in the air, terrorizing some of the people down below. You hear screams and gasps from the crowd.
Like scaring them.
Yes, scaring them. And Myers like stumbles a little bit and moves back further into towards the middle of the roof.
And Lauren is going to do like a tongue out at him.
I love Lauren.
Awesome.
Can it be like with...
And Myers says, curses. Sorry, what'd you say, Lydia?
I was going to say, can it be like in Mulan when he says, I don't do that tongue thing, but then he does that tongue thing?
Yeah, I love it.
All right, Felix, it is your turn. You've just seen all of this happen.
Felix is going to draw his sword and shield. And how close is Myers to him?
Myers is probably at least, let's say, 15 feet away at this point from Felix.
Okay. Felix is going to charge him and take a swing.
To get to where Myers is, you will have to go through some flames. So
it's just like a wall of flames, though. I'm not like running into like a full on bonfire here, am I?
Right, you're not running into a full on bonfire. Okay. Felix, first make your attack roll.
10.
That was a nat one,
oh,
my
no.
friend.
It is
you
a
and
one.
Myers.
Oh shoot!
Nat one. This flaming roof.
That has never
this
happened.
Flaming roof. It sounds like a curse.
That is new.
Flameo.
Oh my gosh. Felix, I think you step forward and the same shifting in the roof that affected Myers affects you too as you rush forward with your sword. You push through the flame. Roll a constitution saving throw to see if you get burned by the fire.
23.
You push through the flame with surprising speed and you don't get burned by the fire because you're just so... So tough, Felix.
I'm so tough. Yeah, no, he jumps through the fire and like the big hat, he like lowers his head so the hat takes a lot of the burn and also the cape protects a lot of his body. So he's fully covered in cloth, so he's fine.
But when you land, you are nowhere near Myers, you realize. And the floor beneath you is starting to give way. And you feel your left leg crack falls through the ground and is now halfway through the ceiling.
Shoot. I guess he's just going to just shout out to Thea, the roof's giving way. And he's going to try and pull himself out. That's all he can really do at this point.
All right. Since he made his action for this turn, he'll have to stay there until his next turn to try and pull himself out. Unless you said,
How far away is Myers now? Because you said I wasn't near him like I thought I was.
You look like left and right, and he wasn't where you slash with your sword. You see, he's actually about like 5 feet to your right, we'll say. So you went in the general area of where he is, but you just missed the mark.
Yeah, I'm gonna action surge and take a second turn. So,
there's never a better time than when we're fighting a big scary Bernie boy.
Then when I'm falling through a ceiling to take a second turn. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm gonna take an additional action, and Felix is gonna pull himself out, his leg out of the roof, and
all right,
ready himself.
Roll a strength saving throw.
An 8.
Felix, you pull and you're still stuck. You pull again, you're still stuck. You pull a third time and you pull yourself out. But it looks kind of funny when you do it. It looks kind of comical.
His pants got caught. He's really stuck.
There's a little rip in your pants now.
Oh no, my pants.
I was going to ask if he had one pant leg and one not pant leg.
Yes,
it's like ripped
his pant leg ripped on.
His well-muscled, hairy thigh is exposed.
Probably glistening with exertion at this point.
It's
going
to be so hard to fix this.
Quivering with exhaustion.
Oh my God. Can't wait to see this fan art.
I'm not drawing that.
You have to. I asked. When I speak words, you draw them. Do it.
Fine. Yes, master.
Yes. Now we're living every fantasy.
Lord.
Oh, man.
Someone else take their turn.
It is Delalia's turn. Sorry, I went past her, but it's Delalia's turn. I accidentally just rushed past you in my haste.
In your arousal, undoubtedly.
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to run up the beam. If we're all going to be up on the roof precariously, might
it's
as well
falling.
Join. Yeah. Yep. How close am I to Meyer when I get up there?
When you get up there, you see you're about 15 feet from Myers. Actually, maybe a little bit, like 10 feet. Let's say 10.
Can I get
Thea
to him?
Thea was closer when she went up there. You can get to him.
Okay.
You're going to have to go through fire to get to him.
Sure. That's what I do. It's what I live for. I'm going to run through fire, and I am still bandit-y. I have a bandit mask on. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to run toward him. What do I do? Constitution? Dexterity.
Constitution... Save. What did I think I made the Felix roll constitution saving throw, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to scroll
happened,
back up.
Yeah. It's probably bad. Yeah. Yep. It's a 3.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's fine.
All right. So, Delalia, you run through the fire, but unfortunately, it does get your skin and you will take 1d6 fire damage.
Híjole.
My skin. All right. So, 4 points of fire damage, but I wanted to get close so I could really slicey boy. So I'm going to do my 2 weapon fighting style. Short sword first.
Sword.
Fuck. That's
a
9.
I know, what is with these rolls?
I know.
Man.
Doesn't hit.
Good thing we did a 2 weapon, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
First slice. goes right by him.
Yep. Second yes! slice Woo! Is a dirty 20.
Second Ow! Slice, you get it.
And that's with my dag. So I'm going to dag. Is that okay for you, Lydia? Five. That I dagged him with my dagger. Like Percept.
It's different.
So yeah, 5 points of dag damage. Good.
That's the sound he makes.
That's good that you're making that sound, Glurtles.
He glowers at you, Delavia, but then he also smirks.
Uh-oh. Eh.
And he looks at you with a rather deranged look in his eye.
Yeah, I get it. You're awful. No one's impressed.
She's like currently like on fire. Yeah. Like just like her hair Sizzling. Is like singed. Just that smell of burnt hair.
Princess Thea, it's just your turn.
I'm going to throw some fucking magic missiles at that asshole.
Yes.
All right.
Pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. Motherfucker. Let's see. I'm going to throw one straight at his throat because... Because it's already...
He's already gotten a lot of dams on those throats.
That's a weak spot.
Yeah.
Knock his head clean off.
And then I'm going to send like one at his like heart area and then one at his like solar plexus. And I have to remember how to do this. I think I have to run. I have to roll 3d4.
Hence.
Okay. Two of them were nat fours.
And while I do it, I'm going to say, stay away from my friends, you flaming butthole!
Yes.
Yes, my girl!
Princess Thea, can you describe flaming again where butthole. You hit him? I loved your use of the chakras.
Yeah. So I hit him in his throat chakra because it's already weakened. So I hit him there with a one that has like 4 damage, and then I hit him in his like heart area, and then I hit him in his like solar plexus, so it's like boom boom boom, like one right after another, very fast.
Pew pew pew
pew pew.
And he gets blasted backward. Delaney, you see him get blasted back further through the flames, and you hear his body hit the roof.
I'm going to carefully pursue.
All right, Princess Thea, you running through the wall of fire?
Very carefully.
Felix? All right.
Gingerly.
Make a constitution saving throw.
I just hear you fretting.
I can't help it. Look, okay, I am the sturdiest out of all of us, and so for you to do it makes me nervous.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I should just shut up.
Yeah, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Lesson learned.
I got to take care of her own fucking self.
I'm sorry, she's the cleric. What do you want from me?
Princess Thea, using the magic of friendship, you are shielded from the flames as you rush through and jump through the fire and land beside Felix and his one pant leg.
Is the whole pant leg gone? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, all your clothes are destroyed. You're going to have to get a new outfit. And you're a big boy.
No.
I'm going to say, hey, hobos are people too.
True.
But you do look very silly. You look like a clown.
Oh, come on.
Thea's going to try not to judge his new attire choice, his new
not
style.
I imagine Thea jumping through flame and then having like, face on. Like, what an awful time to be an asshole.
Hello, listeners. This is your DM, Emma Carter. I'd like to take a moment to thank you, the listener, for pressing play. If you want to connect with us on social media, maybe say hi or give us a shout out, make sure to follow us at The Spell Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you share this podcast and tag us or hashtag The Spell Pod, I'll put your name on my NPC naming list. So gently caress that share button if you too would like to become a part of our fantastical Spellbound universe. All right, as I said in the intro, we are approaching the end of this current arc of Spellbound. Rest assured, we all got together and talked about it and unanimously decided that we wanted to keep playing, so there will be more story coming your way. But we also have some special bonus content we'll be working on. Our patrons will remember earlier this year, we hit a number of goals on our Patreon account, including but not limited to a live streamed one shot DM'd by Kelsey which we're planning to share with you in the upcoming months. So stay tuned for those. In fact, if you haven't already, side combo, you should head over to Ghostlight RPGs and watch Kelsey's one-shot, Hot Guys Making Out. It was very fun to watch live, very steamy and exciting. You won't want to miss it. I think the VOD is still up on Twitch, but if it's not, you can go to the YouTube. I'll link it in the show notes, but you should watch Hot Guys Making Out. It was awesome. All right, let's get back to our heroes, shall we?
He's gonna say, is he still moving? I can't tell.
Is he? Can I roll perception? I don't
know. It's not your turn. It is actually Lauren's turn.
Wait, can I ready an action before we go?
No, because you already used your action on your magic missile. The ready in action takes the place of using the action.
Does 19 hit?
It. Yes, 19 hits.
At least Lauren got some hits in. So that's 5 points of piercing damage.
Ooh, mama.
And he has to make a constitution saving throw. I'm just going to keep swizzling on him.
I'm making it. Yeah. He did not save on that last constitution saving
yes.
throw.
What did he get?
He got a 3.
So he failed by too much. So he is unconscious for an hour until it takes damage or is shaken awake.
Until he takes damage or is shaken awake?
Correct.
Okay, so Lauren swipes down, and while he's laying on his back prone on the roof, Lauren is able to stab him right in the chest, and he feels as Myers' body goes stiff, paralyzed. Does Lauren do anything else?
Lauren's going to shoot an image to Delalia showing her what he did so that she knows.
Okay.
Good job, buddy. Nobody touch
it
him.
It would be Myers' turn now, but he's just laying there unconscious. I will say, so there's a moment of like, yes, we fucking got him. And then you all feel the roof again starting to shift underneath your feet. Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
Knew it.
Shoot.
She's just mad because we got him.
Oh, well, Lauren is flying. I don't know why I rolled for him. Sorry.
Lauren's fine. He's good.
Damn it.
All right. We got a 10, a 12, and a 14. All of you feel as the roof begins to collapse, and all of you fall down to the next floor. Everybody roll 1d6 to take 1d6 of damage from falling with the flaming roof.
2.
What the fuck?
Full 6 for the Kelster.
I got a 4.
6 for Delalia, 4 for Princess Thea, 2 for Felix. As you all land with a thud on the second floor, which is now thoroughly on fire.
Oh shit, but that means that he's going to take damage and he
won't. Myers also lands too.
Does Myers get damage?
As you guys are falling, you can't really see. It's pretty chaotic. But you would assume that he probably does.
Your turn, Felix.
But now it is okay. It is Felix's turn.
So the roof collapses and Felix falls through, but he manages to land on his feet. However, it's, you know, when you jump from too high and you get that stinging pain that goes up your legs and you're just like, ah, shouldn't have done that. That's what he's got. And so he's a little stiff-legged right now. But I'm going to roll a perception to see if I can find Myers.
All right, roll perception, Felix.
14.
You don't see the body of Myers, but you, in your mind's eye, can imagine that he probably fell somewhere near where your room was because he was further down the roof with Delalia. And you were about in the middle. And Delalia, actually, no, not with Delalia, with Lauren. You would imagine that he probably, his body.
I was within melee range of him as well.
Okay, then, yeah. So Delalia has fallen on
what was Felix's room. Mm-hmm. And Princess Thea and Felix, you have fallen on like basically what was the hallway.
Okay. And is Thea okay?
Is Thea okay?
I mean, I'm down to like 7 hit points, but yeah, I'm still here.
She's fine.
What a trooper. So I guess Felix is going to run into his room to find Delilah and Myers.
All right. Make your way through the rubble, Felix. It's harder now because you're stepping on broken, burned wood and you're trying to avoid pockets of flame.
Felix is going to call for Delilah while he's going to try and locate her.
All right. You...
Again with the blood.
Through the smoke, you hear that sound coming from in front of you. You hear Delilia bleeding in front of you.
I hear her bleeding.
You hear me bleeding.
And Felix is gonna is she visible? Is she buried under something? Like, does he need to pull her out?
That's a good point. She did take full damage. I think Delilia, I think your leg, Felix, you see that Delilia's leg is trapped under a piece of beam.
Okay.
Of roof beam.
I'm going to try and lift it off of her.
All right. To roll athletics.
Oh, sorry. I rolled the wrong thing.
Well, that works too because it's a strength save. So, Felix, you are able to lift that. Describe what happens.
He sees that her leg is stuck and she just took a really hard hit. And so he's going to just lift with his legs and, like, you know, yes. Not with the back. And he's just going to just, like, deadlift the beam off of her and kind of toss it as far away as he can before dragging her more out into the hallway.
I bet his calves look great.
Well, one calf does.
One calf is highly visible.
Are you okay?
Fine. Get Myers.
Okay. So he's going to prepare to go back in the room.
Awesome. And this is great because Delilah, it is now your turn and you are free.
Do I see Myers?
You weren't that far from him. Up ahead of you, now that you're free, you see his form lying limply on the ground.
Limp?
It doesn't seem to be moving.
Good. I intend to take this person's life.
Ooh.
Just so you know.
Hey. Okay.
General default for Kelsey is that I never intend for things to be fatal. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. all DMs know that. Mm-hmm. But just so that it is said, mm-hmm. if possible, I intend to take his life. So I'm going to swipe with the sword first.
Okay.
21. Does that hit?
Yeah, that hits.
And then a... So that's does 5 that points hit? Of damage for my first swap. And then I roll a 2 with my... Oh. So 6 with my dagger.
All right. As you move forward and you approach his body, you get closer, you see that his eyes open just ever so slightly. They flutter open and they look at you, Delilah, with so much loathing. And he goes to say something to you and you just slice his throat.
Actually, with the sword, I would say that... So if I was too up in fighting... Yeah. Let's say that I backhand swiped with... No, that's backhand is with the dagger. So I'm going to stab him. I stab All with right. the sword right in his chest. And I stare at him. As the light leaves his eyes. Does it?
Well, you don't know if the light's in his eyes yet. But you do... He goes to say something and... You stab him right in the chest. And he's just looking at you. And then it's Princess Thea's turn.
Can I get to where Delilah is?
You stumble a little bit on the wood and through the smoke. It's hard because everything is fire and smoke. But you get to Felix.
How far away are Delilah and Myers?
You can both see that she's about 5 feet away. And you can see that her sword is in Myers' chest.
I'm gonna. You know, I'm gonna shout to Delilah. Do you need me?
There you go.
I think I'm good. Stand by.
Wait, no. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use my cantrip and cast True Strike.
So, Delilah, I kind of want to break us out of turn order now because you have him pinned, like sword in the chest. He has been a nullified threat. So, Delilah, you're standing over him. He raises a hand as if to try to cast a spell on you, and you see flames starting to form in his palm, but it just falls down.
and he glares up at you, and through his horribly torn and bleeding throat, he just grunts,
"Long live Zendaya."
And you watch as the light leaves his eyes.
Really close to his face.
We got to get out of here, guys. It's the thing is literally coming down around our ears.
Help me push this asshole out the window.
On it.
So I think we all get together and push his body out the window, and then we're going to do our best to get out, right?
He's going to use her hands and Mage Hand.
Yeah. I imagine Mage Hand is just cupping one butt cheek. Like,
I mean, the townspeople are waiting downstairs with a giant net, so we could probably yeet him out that window into the net and then jump into the net ourselves once his body's clear.
Yep.
Cool, because, yeah, we're just on the second floor, so that's yeah. good.
Yeah, there's still... You get over to the edge to the window, what used to be the window and is now just nothing because it was smushed, and you do see that that net is still down there, that trampoline, and they're waiting for you.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So do we push him out first?
Well, yeah, we got it. Okay, so I'm not going to push himself out.
He can't push himself out after we leave. Can you get this man? Thanks.
Okay.
Dead body catch. Whee!
Yep.
You hear gasps as his body falls into the net and is caught, and people are like, oh no, is that the person? And then they see he's not moving, and they're like, oh, okay. We understand.
Dump.
And his body is taken like very quickly, immediately, and moved elsewhere and wrapped up.
I'm gonna jump right.
Because they're not disrespectful. He was awful, but they're not gonna do anything awful.
They're not like biting.
Of course not.
That would be. That would be weird.
They have like bloodlust from the little stress.
Yeah.
He's gonna
nash.
jump right out of the window. She's right after him. She wants the fuck out of there.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just throw Felix out.
Fine.
Okay, and then Delilah jumps out.
And you all are caught on the trampoline and helped off of it. You see that it looks like while you were fighting in the Fox and Fiddle Inn.
Yay!
You see that while you were fighting the Fox and Fiddle Inn, it looks like the other gnomes were able to get some control over the fire on the sheriff's office. The building is essentially burned down to the ground at this point, and so there's really not that much to save. But the fire itself is dying down now that there's nothing left to be burned. The Fox and Fiddle Inn continues to burn behind you, half destroyed. But the crowd cheers as you are safely lifted up from the ground after your jump. The crowd cheers and you feel people clapping you on the back. You feel people, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. People are offering you cups of water. Someone says, clear the air, everybody. And you're each ushered off to a quieter area where you're given water, you're given some medical attention. It looks like Glimgloff takes you, Felix, and kind of like sets you down and is attending to your needs. Princess Thea dashing rushes up to you, just like freaking out. What were you thinking? You just run into a burning building.
Hey, you could have died. Hey. I appreciate your concern, but clearly I am okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I didn't run into a burning building today.
Hey, but also, I'm okay. You need to trust me. I think we've both been struggling with trusting each other. Can we just... It's okay. We got to get this building put out.
Not wanting my sister to run into burning buildings doesn't mean I don't trust her. It just means I don't want her to die.
That's actually really, that's really sweet of you to say. We got to put out this fire. Hey, can we get some water on the inn?
And yes, you do. You see that the gnomes have now moved their attention towards the inn. Delevia, you are also ushered off to the side where you can rest as well.
Ooh, but I fight it until I see that Lorne and the children are okay.
Yes, they are. Lorne has found them. Ramsels is still with them. It looks like they're sitting down. Hilda's still passed out.
But the other two are sitting with her, just watching everything happen. It looks like Tinkawa actually is over there, Felix's mother. And she's been sitting with them. And when she sees you, she rushes up to Delilia and she says, Oh, Delilia, here, let me help you. Come here, darling.
And Delilia just cries.
Oh, and Tinkawa just holds you, Delilia. She puts a motherly hand on your shoulder very gently, and she says,
"Are they okay? Oh. Are they hurt? Are they okay? Are they gonna be okay?"
Oh, everybody's fine. Oh, Delilia, you did it. You saved everybody.
They're okay.
Oh, they're just fine. They're okay. Shh, you did a good job. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much. Let me get you some water, honey.
Theo? And I definitely just hold on to Tinkawa, like, crying for a while. And Lauren curls around her neck and is, like, loving on her and stuff. And she's loving on him and is just exhausted, is not okay.
Oh, my sure. God, this poor girl. Woman, this poor woman.
And you guys have a moment to breathe. You watch, unfortunately, as the fiddle... Fox.
You got
Fox
this.
And fiddle. I don't know why. Just the panic on your eyes. I don't know again.
You watch sadly. So sadly.
Oh, man.
Who needs
you
healing
watch
the most?
Sadly, as the inn is burning, but you notice not too far from you, Pierre and Pipsqueak. When you look over at the children, actually, you realize, Delilia, that it's not just Tinkawa who's there, but Pierre has taken Pipsqueak and is just holding him so tight. He doesn't even seem to be thinking about the inn right now. He's just squeezing his son and crying, and his son is squeezing him back, and they just look like they never want to ever let go ever again.
Oh my
again.
Gosh.
Oh my
Can
God.
I try and perceive if Yvonne is around?
Yes, Princess Thea, you see not too far away with the crowd of onlookers, you see Yvonne and her parents are standing and watching the as the remaining firefighters are trying to put out what remains of the inn. You see her standing and watching, but she's not watching the fire. She's actually watching you.
I'm going to go to her and I'm going to look at her parents and say, "Can I borrow her for a minute?"
Oh, Yvonne? And Yvonne, without even saying a word, just lets go of her mom's hand and walks right up to you.
And Thea's just going to kneel down and she's going to put a hand, both hands on Yvonne's shoulders, and she's going to say, "Thank you. Thank you so much for being brave enough to tell us what happened. Do you see Pipsqueak over there and the other kids? We got them back because you were brave enough to tell us. Thank you." And she's going to pull her in for a hug.
When you point at the other kids, Yvonne looks over and you see she doesn't smile, but there's something in her eyes, like a recognition. Like realizing what you're telling her, like that happened because of me, like a sense of empowerment in her expression. And when you hug her, she hugs you back tightly and whispers softly in your ear, "Thank you, princess."
And like one tear is gonna run down Thea's cheek. But she's not gonna let Yvonne see it because like she was so bright and she doesn't need to see me break right now. And then she's gonna walk her back to her parents. And she's gonna leave her there. Well, she's gonna look at the parents and say, "I hope you're very proud of your daughter."
We are, of course we are. Princess, you just, thank you. We watched you go into that building and then when you and your friends were on the roof, her mom just seems beside herself. You were so brave and she looks over and she sees Pierre and Pipsqueak behind off in the distance with the lady and Tinkawa and the other kids, and she says, You did it. You saved the children. And now her mom is hugging you too and like crying on you.
Oh, Thea doesn't know what to do with that. It's really nice. And she, like, is really good at telling other people good stuff, but doesn't know how to take some of the good stuff. So she's just, like, kind of bewildered and, like, turning red and kind of stammering, like, it was all of us. I just did what I thought was, thank you. Yep.
And Mr. Thistlewright, that was their last name, right? Yes. And Mr. Thistlewright kind of takes his wife away. He looks at you, Princess Thea, and he doesn't look like quite as emotional as his wife right now. You see him look over at Pierre and Pipsqueak, and it's very clear. You don't even need to actually roll me an insight check, which I should have you roll. Just want to give you all the answers, but
got a 16.
Yeah, you see in Yvonne's father's eyes, you see just plain envy at seeing Pipsqueak reunited with his father. You see in his eyes, he's thinking about his own son that he lost and will not be reunited with.
I'm sorry, we didn't find your son. But we can talk about it later.
And Mrs. Thistlewright looks at you curiously and a little bit heartbroken as you see what hope might have been there, hoping that maybe he was still alive, fade away. But at the same time, she looks at you and she says, okay, yes, of course. And her husband looks at you more curiously and he says, we'll talk. And he seems more intent on hearing whatever answers you have to give him.
Thea just kind of...
And she seems more to be in shock.
Thea just nods.
Can Felix find, I guess, the sheriff? Is there a mayor?
Like, I guess the
Constable
sheriff.
Constable Garber. Sheriff Garber.
Yeah. What did Alalia call him? Lieutenant.
I don't even remember anymore.
What?
I
don't
remember. And stuff? No. What did I say?
We'll no see idea. When I edit this.
Something ridiculous.
Just paste that back in here, if you will. Thank you.
He's overseeing the effort to put the fire out on the inn.
So Felix is going to go over to him first, and he's going to say, "We found the monster's lair. It was an Oni. It was hiding out in the mines. I think we got it. I'm just not sure. You might want to send a party just to check in on that area. We collapsed the mine on top of it, but that's as far as I know. I'm pretty sure it's dead, but just to be safe, we thought it was dead once before already. Can you tell Myra's mom that I found her? And that she died a hero. That she died saving the children, Yvonne and the others, trying to get them out. Can you tell her that for me?
The constable's expression goes from shock to admiration, impressed at this, to a little bit of fear when you mention that you're not sure if it's actually dead. And as you're speaking, you actually hear a voice from behind you say, "You could tell me yourself." Oh, and you turn around and you see Myronita's mother, Mrs. Dophisile, who looks to be in her nightgown and her slippers, called out to the town as she was in the middle of the night, not expecting this. And she says, "I saw you run into that building, Felix Feck. I saw you risk your life just now. And am I to believe what I hear is true, that you've defeated the creature that took her?"
"I think so. Pretty sure. I didn't see a body, but we did blow it up, so I'm hoping it's dead. We won't know until we go back and check, but Myra I saw Myra down there. And, she died. She died a hero, which I think is the way she would have wanted to go. She died saving Yvonne and trying to save the other children. Yvonne's brother. But, she's at peace now. She's fully passed on. And I'm so sorry. I never came by and apologized for putting her in that situation. I'm sorry for that. But I hope to keep doing, you know, the next right thing that I can in her memory. But I just wanted you to know that she died a heroic death.
And Mrs. Dafasile nods a little bit, and you see tears in her eyes, although she's not crying, but just her eyes are a-watering. And she says,
"Well, I am glad to know that. Thank you. Thank you, Felix Beck. I was wrong about you. And perhaps we all were."
Yeah.
"Thank you. I know that despite her father and my suggestions that she find greener pastures, if you don't mind my expression, I know my daughter loved you very much. And I also know that my daughter was very stubborn, and I doubt anything you did could have stopped her from doing exactly what she wanted to do."
"That is true. I loved her very much."
You're welcome," she continues. "You're welcome to come by the home sometime, if you would like. You and your family are welcome anytime."
"Thank you."
She gives you like a pat on the, like, she reaches over and like gives your arm a pat and a squeeze.
That is the most affection that woman has ever shown Felix. Felix is going to go, and he's going to go investigate the body and dig through some pockets, see what he finds.
All right. Ooh,
smart.
Loot the corpse.
Before we get that to there, Delalia, you were over with Tinkawa getting some motherly affection.
Mm-hmm. Loot cat.
Do you want to do anything else before Felix loots the body?
I think that as much as Kelsey wants to be over there looting the body, I think that Delalia would be instead staying with Tinkawa. I think that having a mother figure with her when she feels so just drained and bad, and she's still not fully good from when she was hurt by that ghost situation and stuff. You know what I mean? So like, she has been through some stuff. Her back has got scarred triply. You know, it's like awful. She's fallen down 1,000 pits today. Like, so she definitely just
forgot about that.
Keeps crying and like
and literal
probably
exhaustion.
Falls asleep. Like, I'm sure that Tinkawa gives her a blanket and stuff like that, but I think she's probably going to do the trance version of sleep.
Does my mom know any healing spells?
I was gonna say I still have some spell slots, so I don't know if you want me to do that or if you think we're gonna get a long rest. But
I know that bitch is definitely going to give me some willow bark tea.
Yes,
she gives you. She orders someone to go fetch her the ingredients she needs to make a good healing tea for you as soon as possible. Tinkle was taking care of Delalia right now. You can see that she's ordering people around, and because Delalia and you three are the heroes of the day, so what you guys need, you get. So Delalia's taken care of. Princess Thea. Did you want to talk to somebody else or do something else?
After
talking to Yvonne and Perfume?
I want to... can I... Does it seem to Thea that it would be a better idea to see if Delalia wants healing or if she needs some space?
I think you...
you can assess the situation that I think Delilah needs some space right now, and that maybe you can heal her later when she's had some time to decompress.
Okay. Then Thea's going to go see Felix about a dead guy.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, what'd you find?
What did I find?
Well, so Myers has been, you know, like a sheet is over top of him very tastefully. But when you go to investigate and see what is on his person, you find... Actually, roll an investigation check.
That's what we gotta do.
He's dead. Come on.
So you...
He's a sneaky little dead guy.
You're distracted by your leg. His pants were very tight.
Your lack of
his pants
leg.
Yes.
I mean, you find
what is on him.
Yeah, they were very tight. You find what he has on him, which is, you know, he had a crossbow, a whip, a dagger. He's got the earrings that he's wearing, the ruby earrings. And you find 4 silver and 5 copper.
Hit.
Nice, take his money.
We're looting this bitch.
You also, as you're investigating the body, Felix, you also find the same tattoo that you found on Cloaky Boy. Mm-hmm. That symbol that you've come to know is associated with Zendaya, like the three triangles that look like a crown or a mountain. You find that not tattooed so much as like branded on his arm.
Mm. Well,
you make an epic Heimdall noises. My dog always.
As you take these things off his person, though, you see. Okay, there's this because I can because I'm the DM.
Thank you.
You take these items off his person, you see he starts to like glow with a black fire.
Oh!
And in an instant, he is aflame, and then. The body just disappears.
Is that a normal thing for people? Like, does that normally happen? Should we be concerned? And see, is just like,
I have no answer. Like, he's like, Felix is also just like, what did we do?
Do an arcana check?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll for arcana.
I got a 17.
Oh, you did? Oh. Okay, so Felix, you have no idea.
Yeah,
Princess Thea, you're sensing some dark magic up in here.
Dork magic.
Didn't one of you guys have something that allowed you to see what magic classes were? Didn't we have an episode where you looked at all the different colors?
Yeah, Delilah has it.
Well, you sense that there was some dark energy in that flash of black fire.
Zendaya took her child back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that is normal. There's some very dark energy around him. I think it's been following us.
Mm-hmm. I think this Zendaya lady is going to be giving us a lot of headaches in the future. Just a hunch.
And he's looking at like this outline of the body laying there from the soot.
Yeah. Yes, it's just left a little ring, like when you make a little chalk version of yourself.
Yeah,
on the
he's just
or
like
snow angel.
That's he's thoroughly spooked by this.
Yeah,
because this is way out of his wheelhouse. I guess can Felix go to Delilah? Is Delilah unconscious?
Well, I think what we're gonna
she cry
do
herself to
now
sleep?
Is do a little bit of a time jump,
okay.
So that you guys can have a chance to nurse your wounds. Get some, even a short rest, if not a long rest. So I'll say you go back to where Delilah is and everyone is able to just kind of sit in silence for a while. People bring you blankets and pillows. Eventually you are brought back to Felix's home where you were given soft places to rest your head and food and medical aid. So go ahead and you can take a, it's like, you were in that mine like all day. So about all the time all of this was happening was like just as like darkness was falling. So mm-hmm. Essentially it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night now.
Wow.
So as you guys have had some time to clean yourself up, everyone has had a chance to bathe, to eat some food, to get bandaged up. As you guys are getting ready essentially to go to bed for the night, we can drop ourselves into that moment when everyone has put on their PJs, gotten their Band-Aids, and you're getting preparing to go to bed. What is the conversation that the three of you have before you go to bed tonight? I'm assuming that you're planning to take some sort of rest at this point.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're all sitting in Felix's childhood bedroom or in his bedroom.
So Felix, how are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better than I thought I was going to be. Honestly, I've been running from these emotions and my mistake for a year now, and running from it was clearly not the answer. And I just want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for dragging me back here and making me confront these feelings that I've been pushing down. Because if it wasn't for you, this, you know, we never would have stopped that Oni, and I never would have found Myra. And he pulls out her ring to kind of show them. He's like, I found her down there, and she's at peace now. And I think we both can be at peace now, which is a huge weight off my shoulders that I didn't realize I was carrying.
You found her in that pit, Felix?
Her spirit. I found her soul down there. She died causing a distraction so that Yvonne and her brother could get away, but her brother didn't.
Wait, so then that means it wasn't your fault, though.
Yeah, she was still alive when you left.
Felix. Yeah, but that means I left her down there.
You couldn't have known.
No,
I couldn't have. Willingly. It sounds like she went
did.
In there.
She was always a firecracker. She was always trying to pick fights with the bullies. And so, honestly, I'm not surprised that it went down that way.
She sounds like an incredible woman.
She was fantastic. She was heroic. She was amazing. I don't know if I'll ever meet anyone like her ever again.
Well, luckily you met her and you get to keep her with you forever.
I do.
And when you go through and you save people and you save children and you are brave and you save Thea and you save Lorne and Dashing and Ramsey, and I don't mention myself.
That's fair.
Yep. when you save all of those people, that's what you learn from her. She's saving all of those people.
It is. I originally became an adventurer because I thought that maybe if I saved enough people, if I helped enough people, that pain would go away. But that was extremely selfish of me. But now I can do it for her. I can do it in memory of her and honor her. And to live the life we always wanted. Again, I couldn't have done it without you. So like Felix he's dressed for bed. So he's not wearing his usual clothes. And he takes off, he had his ring on. And so he takes that off and he has them their two rings together. And he's just going to hug them both really hard. Like, I'm sorry, he's not going to ask. He's just going to go for it.
I'm going to hug him right back and hug Lelia, but very softly because I know her back is fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't find Willoughby.
Well, I have some news on that front. Willoughby, we actually have already met Willoughby.
What do you mean?
What? You remember that spooky little ghost kid that possessed you down by the river?
Boy, do I. Wait. Wait.
What? He's gonna give her a look.
How? How does that work? We were miles away.
You're far away.
Before she left, Myra showed me that he died, and most of the people that the Oni ate had a tendency to turn into will-o-wisps. And sometimes ghosts and things can wander. And I think he's just trying to get home. And I did promise Myra that we would bring him home so that he can be at rest.
How do we do that?
Well, we're going to have to go find him, but... And Felix looks over at Delilah's hand. How's it looking?
Like, it's wood up my hand, and it's all the way, like, past my elbow now, right, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all up to, like... So when you... Back when you summoned the two bills, the bills and the lil, it's, like, up all over your shoulder and, like, starting to get, like, into your, like, breast area.
We gotta and take Felix gestures over to her arm, and he's like, we can't waste any more time.
I think we need to go to the witch tomorrow.
Delavia, you were just in fire. That's why you got burned, because you're literally made of wood on, like, half of your body.
But yeah, Felix is like, we can't waste any more time. Delavia's clock is running out. And if the Zendaya lady is sending assassins after her, the sooner we get that godseed out of her, the better.
I think we should head for the forest at first light.
Yeah. I love Myra, and I will keep that promise. But right now, Delilah, you're the priority here.
I mean, if we can save Kildora and bring her back, then I think it's going to resolve a lot of problems.
Agreed.
But you will not go back on that promise.
No.
We will resolve that.
We will find Willoughby and we will bring him home.
It is really weird having people in my bedroom.
How will our heroes bring Willoughby's spirit home? Will they be able to plant the god seed before Delilah's entire body turns to wood? Maybe we'll find out next time on Spellbound. Thank you to our top-tier patrons, The Dude, The Parkers, Laura Carter, Julie Vaughn, Ryan Botwinick-Caruza, Sean Pierre Ringgold, and Kat Harker. Songs in this episode include Spellbound, Spellbound Part 2, and Through the Fog by Vinsvept of Bandcamp.com, Hot Pursuit, Aggressor, and Darkling by Kevin McLeod of incomptech.filmmusic.io. Links and license in the description. All other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Until next time.
It's like when he hops, it sounds like just a bag full of tin cans. Just
clang, clang, clang with the bunny.
Floof, 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 went his tail.
So cute.
Oh.